What do we know about the issue? This is another question I hear from oncologists and researchers talking about how effective LHRH agonists of varying types and durations or interval uses actually effectively suppress ovarian function. Some people question whether or not they can depend on LHRH agonists.
There are several parts to that question. One is that some of the LHRH agonists and formulations don't adequately suppress ovarian function. And so, for instance, gasarolin, which is, to my understanding, the only FDA-approved LHRH agonist against breast cancer in the United States, the formulation that's approved is the monthly gasarolin injection. The every 3-monthly gasarolin injections do not, for breast cancer purposes, adequately suppress ovarian estrogen synthesis. So there's breakthrough towards the end of the 3 months with every 3-monthly formulations.
So what do you use in your trial?
Monthly gasarolin injections.
And have you had any breakthrough menstruation or any indication that this doesn't work?
We actually measure serum estrogen levels in our trial, and there was a single patient who had a bump in her estradiol level to back into the premenopausal range. It subsequently went back down to the postmenopausal range. We've tried to figure out what it was about.
Just happened once in one patient?
It's happened once in a single patient.
Out of 29?
Out of 29. And we tried to identify what caused it. Was her gasarolin injection late? Was there something else going on? And we were not able to identify anything that would have expected to have caused that.
And when did you do the measurements?
We did them at baseline, at 3 months, at 6 months.
But when with regard to the injection?
It would have been on the day of injection.
So it should have been at the lowest point.
Yes.
That's pretty encouraging. One measurement out of 29 patients suggests that it works.
Oh, yes.
That's good.
That's very good.
That's good to know. We haven't asked the patterns of care. We should find out what kind of LHRH agonist people are using. What do you think? And how often?
My expectation would be that with gasarolin, in those that are using gasarolin, you'll probably find that 70 to 80% are using the monthly injections, and the others are using the every 3-monthly injections. And I think we'd also find a substantial number of oncologists using leuprolide.
What do we know about leuprolide and breast cancer? I mean, you mentioned the FDA thing, but what about clinical research data?
Well, the clinical research data that's available and published would suggest that leuprolide does adequately suppress ovarian estrogen synthesis as well. There's just not quite as much data as there is with gasarolin.
Okay.